Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with U.S. President Donald Trump. But first, Putin will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Jordanian King Abdullah. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
But now word coming out of Israel that 5 days before Putin meets with Trump, the president of Russia is going to meet with the prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Well, I think it's Netanyahu is trying to make sure he gets his word in. The personal relationship between Benjamin Netanyahu and Vladimir Putin is very deep and very strong. Remember, Netanyahu went to Moscow just hours before launching air raids against Iranian targets in Syria. He seems to keep Putin in the loop before the Israeli Air Force engage in aggressive activities. And I think that Putin appreciates that. Those two have a very close relationship, and I think Netanyahu wants to remind him that Iran should be on the top of the agenda of Putin's talks with President Trump. So I think there's an awful lot to talk about, and Netanyahu is going to Moscow to make sure that Iran is the subject number one of that summit meeting between Trump and Putin.
But Vladimir Putin is not only meeting with President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu. Even before he gets to Trump, Jordanian King Abdullah is to hold talks in Russia. The king is very much concerned about that. That's going to be another important meeting. Would you not agree?
Well, that's right. And the Jordanians are very concerned. They already host something like 650,000 Syrian refugees. So they would really like to find a solution so the most recent refugees can go home. The Jordanians are hoping the Russians will help broker a ceasefire in that part of Syria that will become durable. The Jordanians don't want to be overwhelmed by this newest wave of Syrian refugees, and that's why they're in Moscow.
Ken Timmerman with his analysis of the meetings between Russian President Putin and President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and King Abdullah. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Vladimir Putin is a brilliant strategist, and he is a world-class manipulator. Though there is opposition to the Trump-Putin summit, I must say that this summit is very important to the future for the Middle Eastern region. This is the basic reason that these three meetings between Vladimir Putin, Prime Minister Netanyahu, King Abdullah, and then President Trump are taking place in that order. This scenario is a part of the end time scenario that is found in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2 and Daniel chapter 11 verse 44. These three meetings will set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...